Welcome, everyone, to non-productive.com's March Madness Extravaganza Disney Power. Woo indeed. You all woo as hard as you can woo. Well, don't, not that hard, because the mics have not been set up for hard woos. Yes, this year, Non-Productive's March Madness Extravaganza is about Disney Power. We're trying to focus on the and find the most powerful character from Disney of all time. So power is actually a very, subjective term.
Yeah.
We don't care if you're voting for characters that meant something to you or characters that have intense physical or magical powers or characters that were just incredibly influential in business and beyond. We just want you to put your eyes on our website and click buttons until we say stop. That's it.
Yes.
That's all it's about.
Stop.
I'm Frank.
Start again.
We actually are very curious about why you think these characters are powerful, and it's going to be a fun time. We're entering round two. I'm Frank. I'm joined in studio, as always, by Big Papa Pete, Al, and Lala. How are you all doing this wonderful evening?
Not too bad.
All right.
I'm doing pretty good.
Cool. Raise the ante, Pete.
You're doing dude abides.
Dude abides.
You're not going to change your name. You're not going to be Big Duty Pete, because it's just...
I've been called that before.
All right. We're good.
Well, or a synonym.
Yes, indeed you have. So we're going to get right to it because people are really excited, and we don't launch the second round until we do our podcast reviewing the first round.
Oh, yes.
The first round was kind of a heartbreaker. It was devastating in many, 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 many ways.
What was the first round?
The first round had 32 different games where Disney characters were who, based on your seeds, audience, you're the ones who seeded these characters. Stop blaming me personally for pitting your favorite characters against each other. Went to battle, and we're actually going to go through each game of the 32 original games from round one quickly and tell you who the winners are. And you guys at the table, I want you to just sort of react who you think should win, and we'll move on. And then we'll spend the rest of the podcast talking about round two, because it's even crazier.
Are you starting with game one?
We are, in fact, starting with game one.
Because, yeah, this one.
All right.
I still got some problems with how this was seated.
Oh, my. Again,
I just want to put this on the record because I get it a lot.
Not our fault.
It is your fault. So, yes. Game one, Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty versus Olaf from Frozen. Olaf won a playing round to get into this contest and was immediately, what do you think? How do you think he dealt with
it?
Obliteratomized.
Really?
I think he beat Maleficent.
Because he's super popular. He's on every piece of merchandise in the Disney store.
Yeah.
And he absolutely lost. Yes.
He got obliteratomized.
Our fans are the best fans in the world because they vote honestly and with their hearts.
Die, cold ass Elmo.
That might actually be his given name.
Let's see. Human right. versus She-Devil.
Yeah, it was actually a one-sided battle as well. I left all my notes for the statistics, but I can remember some of the details. And I kind of wish I
was legitimately worried about that.
I
really thought he was actually going to go away with it, and I'm really happy he didn't, because it just was not a character that deserved it.
Yeah. No offense to Olaf, but...
He definitely has his place in history as far as marketing goes, as far as doing something great in the movie Frozen and bringing back that type of character. He definitely did a lot for the franchise, but he's not one of the best villains they ever created.
Certainly up against Maleficent, it was a hard
battle. I will defend him a little bit, because he does have that, like, cartoony physics in the real world thing going for him that semi makes him immortal.
That was the number one argument of him surviving, was because he could remove his head.
But Maleficent can turn into a dragon and make fire.
Yeah, so
Elsa from Frozen versus Merlin from The Sword and the Stone.
Ooh.
I think Elsa won this.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, I really?
It came incredibly close.
Did it really?
In fact, so we have this vote. We know when you're voting through Twitter or Facebook or shared on partner sites like Observation Deck from IO9. And on some sites, Elsa wins. And in other sites, it's clear that Merlin wins by a few votes. But we just total everybody together. We don't do anything preference. And I want to check what last minute votes had changed. And you know what? It's still pretty damn close. It went to Elsa.
Okay.
Elsa won, but barely.
Wow.
I'm shocked by that fact. I really thought Elsa would have been kicked out. I mean, it looked like Elsa was going to lose in this first round, and I would never have expected it.
Thinking about it, you have a whole spectrum of magic versus just ice magic.
I guess if you use that logic, it makes sense. But if you look at the characters themselves, you think Elsa has like a little bit more impact than Merlin did in his movie. But a lot of the people who voted for Merlin, not only did they say he's the grandfather of all wizards, but they also specifically said he was better in that movie than you remember.
Yeah,
so that's cool
true.
To me. That means that they're still voting.
He did win the wizarding duel.
Like, I don't like
He barely beat Madam Mim.
But he was fun, I think, is what they were getting at. Yeah. And I'm glad that they didn't vote against Elsa. Like, I'm glad it wasn't all Poppy. Like, oh, Elsa frozen, that sucks. I'm going to vote whoever else.
Right.
It had reasons. But it doesn't matter anyways, because Elsa did barely win. All right, here's an interesting one. Jafar from Aladdin versus Arthur from The Sword in the Stone.
Oh, poor Arthur.
Yeah, I really feel like probably Jafar ran away with this.
Yeah.
Jafar deserves it, I think.
Jafar got it. Jafar wins this round. I think it was pretty clear.
It's
as
a
much
shame
as
we don't get to see him versus Merlin. That would have been interesting.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
Game four is Jasmine from Aladdin versus Scar from The Lion King.
I think Jasmine won this.
Lion.
We went over this last time. She was able to tame a tiger.
That's true.
So
it was good logic. I like that
one. So, you know,
does the tiger come into battle with her? No, that's the question.
It was It was a close call, this one, which surprised me, but Scar did actually walk away with it.
Beware the power of Jeremy Irons.
Oh, that's true.
I think what people liked most about Scar was that he actually took power. He did something like in, and I say think, but it's from the results we got back in, but it's Scar was he toppled a tyrant. Wow.
If you're a hyena,
right. That's exactly how you see Mufasa.
This is true.
Game five: Flora, Fauna, and Meriwether from Sleeping Beauty versus Mushu from Mulan.
I really hope the fairies won.
Yeah, I did too.
They deserved it.
I also hoped that the fairies would win.
Fairy snacks.
No. Mushu. Yeah.
What?
Eddie Murphy, I guess.
No,
there wasn't a lot of nobody bothered to explain why Mushu.
Yeah,
wins.
Dragons eat fairies.
He's not even a dragon though; he's a gecko.
I did see some. At least a few people did seem to suggest that Flora, Fauna, and Meriwether they had one job.
That's true.
You had one
job and you didn't even do it.
I guess that's accurate.
Y'all had one job.
Yeah. Game six, Beast from Beauty and the Beast versus Alice from Alice in Wonderland.
Oh my god, Beast.
It was pretty one-handed. Game seven, Ursula from The Little Mermaid versus Darkwing Duck from Darkwing Duck.
Ooh, I was hoping Darkwing Duck would win this, but I'm going to bet he didn't.
I mean,
Ursula
so
was
long
more
as
powerful.
He stays out of the water, he's fine.
Again, if you're thinking about like a straight combat. He's a duck. If you're thinking about straight combat, you've got Ursula's magic, but like Darkwing is like plucky hero.
Yeah.
And he's fought water villains before.
Yeah.
Plucky heroes do not beat giant
magic.
Tentacles.
I'm sorry.
Except
what
literally
happened,
in
what
this
happened
movie.
When Ursula got like her huge giant crown thing was all powerful? She went down just like Cthulhu did when a boat hit her.
We can't keep referencing that every podcast. We have to come up with other, like Dagon. Pick up Dagon every once in a while. He made it. So this was actually a very close contest. To the point where it was one of those that divided up depending on what site you came from.
Mm.
Ultimately, though, the winner was Ursula.
Really?
Wow.
And I'm not quite.
I suspected as much.
I'm a little worried about this one. I think this might be someone gaming the future. I think some people play the board. Like that's the way you're supposed to. You look at the, at least if you're betting. You look at the brackets and you try to figure out, hedge your bets. So that could be what's going on.
I'm trying to think.
But Ursula's also like one of the, like if you had to come up with like a named villain, Ursula is one of the cool ones.
Yeah. I'm trying to think though, like out of, because she did like concoctions and stuff like that in the movie. Out of that, did she have like just castable power? Or did she have to
Are you
all...
asking if she is a D20
wizard?
Was she a wizard or a sorcerer?
No, right? was she a wizard or was she an alchemist, honestly?
With seemingly no preparation, she turned giant.
This is true.
Well, that was when she got trident.
She could have had the spell cast beforehand and just decided to release on trigger word. She may have had that feat. I don't know. I'm stretching. Maybe.
I'm glad that was close though. I'm glad Darkwing Duck didn't get squashed.
Yeah. What was not quite as close? Game 8: Rafiki from The Lion King versus Bernard and Bianca from The Rescuers.
I really hope Bernard and Bianca ran away with this.
You do.
I'm really hoping.
The poor mice.
I'm a huge Rescuers fan, like the original, not so much Down Under.
It seems like the people who remember the Rescuers love the Rescuers.
I
was going
to
say,
but I still got to give it to Rafiki.
Yeah.
Rafiki goes, and you know what? I kind of revisited The Lion King recently. It's pretty touching, and Rafiki's role in it, we kind of remember him as kind of just sort of there.
Yeah.
At least I did.
Quick comic relief.
He's there a lot, and he is, you know, he cries when Simba is presumed dead.
He literally holds the future of the Pride Lands in his hands.
Oopsie. All right. This game 9 deserves some explanation. Mulan from Mulan versus Max, the sentient starship from Flight of the Navigator. Max won our playing round against animatronic Lincoln. Yeah, I
wish animatronic Lincoln had won that.
I've never actually seen Flight of the Navigator. I've seen bits of it. Yeah,
very few.
I've seen reviews of it, and that's about it.
So
the downside, I guess, was that Abraham Lincoln wasn't voiced by Pee Wee Herman.
That's probably it. But Mulan versus Max, I honestly like Mulan is one of my favorite my shoo-ins, my high seeds for powerful Disney character for lots of reasons. Not only for saving her country, but also having like a significant character in the landscape of the way we tell stories, our way Disney tells stories, right?
Also being close to actual historical, you know, knowledge.
Yeah, closer to like than maybe Pocahontas, right? Yeah. But Max, on the other hand, is obviously like the character that is hilarious to vote for. So you're always wondering in these contexts and contests whether someone's just going to vote up the idiot just for fun. And it did not happen this time.
I do have a soft spot. I could make a legitimate legitimate argument for Max.
I can as well. Yeah, but I like Max. It was fun. Yeah. But
he's a sentient starship.
Powerful. I don't know. Time travel. Although I would see. Oh, I would love to watch that spinoff. Direct-to-video sequel.
Max just going around time traveling
with Mulan.
I was going to say to different eras where Disney movies have taken place.
That could work.
He could go to
Mulan. They did with the Lilo and Stitch marketing when they had Stitch go through
That's right. Well, Lilo and Stitch show up later in this game.
Oh, good.
In this round, Game 10: Mufasa from The Lion King versus Chip and Dale from Rescue Rangers.
Cartoon shorts. I mean, it's hard to defend the Chip and Dales, but because they're just. I keep saying but we discovered last podcast they're not one of the originals. They came in late in the game.
They came in significantly
later. Mufasa, like both kind of structurally as this big, kind of very imposing and important character,
and being a lion,
may really have won this bout. But I'm hoping it was close.
I'm honestly thinking you guys think it's close. What do you? Anything else?
I don't think it was close.
I give it to the Rescue Rangers.
Yeah.
Myself. I mean, come on.
Good argument.
He fell to his death. He got killed by wildebeests.
He got killed by gravity. Mufasa won.
Yeah.
It was not a landslide victory, but it was pretty definite for Mufasa. As far as powerful character is concerned, at some point in your head, I think you draw a line between this character was cool and this character had power and significance. And I don't think anybody ever cried for a Chip and Dale cartoon.
No.
I think that's maybe it.
Yeah. I've seen a couple episodes, not that I can remember.
Disney Afternoon Nostalgia has its limits.
Exactly. and that's actually, I think, you know, one of our... We had a decent amount of Disney Afternoon...
Nostalgia.
Yeah, no, we had a decent amount of Disney Afternoon characters in round one. We'll see. So far, I think none have made it, right?
We just had the two, I think, so far.
So far. Game
3,
11,
if you count them as...
Baymax and Hero from Big Hero 6 versus Meg from Hercules.
Again, I'm kind of pulling for the underdogs here, and I'm really hoping Meg won that out. But again, I think there's such an emotional attachment to Hero and Baymax, especially because they're kind of new characters.
You think recency bias comes in?
I think it does, definitely. Yeah.
That would be my guess.
And Hercules is not a popular Disney film.
Hercules has never been a super popular show.
No, and unfortunately, Meg was just the damsel in distress, quite literally.
No, not at all, actually.
And then she wound up being the femme fatale.
Well, no, not at all. We went over this.
She has moments where she fulfills all those roles.
Yeah, she does. She literally starts out being...
But she turns those roles very much on their head.
That's true.
Yeah, but again, she didn't. She in the end, she still got saved.
Here's the thing: you have to have watched Hercules, realize the part she played in it, and realize she had turned those roles on their heads for you to vote for her.
Yeah,
and again, Hercules wasn't a super popular movie.
Yeah, yeah. I remember
Baymax
but...
and Hero.
There is no disputing that.
Game 12: Ariel from The Little Mermaid versus Shere Khan from The Jungle Book and Tailspin.
I mean, no matter where you look at it, Shere Khan's gonna drown.
He can swim. He's a tiger.
It could be land aerial.
Yeah, yeah.
Land aerial.
And you know, he doesn't drown, and she can't call for help.
Or really walk or run away.
And he hates humans, so there we go. But yeah. She's technically a mermaid, so like, all right, we're getting into this quantum semantics. Never mind.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm hoping Shere Khan.
Yeah, so am I.
I think Ariel, for whatever reason, I have a soft spot in my heart for her.
Yeah.
Because I think Disney, well, yeah, that might
be it. It's the seashell, bro.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway.
But it's also Disney Renaissance. And I think she does legitimately change kind of the tone of what princesses do.
Yeah.
The first, but maybe she's not,
she
not
was
the most
unconventional.
Significant. You know, maybe it wasn't the most significant. Maybe there were a lot of princesses after her that wanted
better.
Something else mm-hmm. and did
it's
better.
It's a different kind of power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not your... I'm hurling spells at you.
I mean, she was resourceful.
Yeah.
You know.
Shere Khan won.
But Shere Khan had to.
Shere Khan won, and I think so far we haven't had a single Disney princess make it out of this round.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
All right, that's good.
But since we've qualified Shere Khan from his role in Tailspin, that does give the Disney afternoon its first win.
That's true. Okay, game 13. The Incredibles from The Incredibles versus Tinkerbell from Peter Pan. Tinkerbell was a play-in candidate. We were shocked that she wasn't nominated a lot initially, but, you know, definitely won her play-in
role. So wait, the entire team of The Incredibles, entire family versus
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell.
The size of my pinky.
Yeah, the magical character that has blessed pretty much every Disney production from the time she was introduced.
Yeah.
Versus the little green stick of nuclear attitude, Tinkerbell.
That's a great description.
My money's on Tink.
what do you guys think?
I think Tink won. This list, I hope she did.
Incredibles.
Yeah. I mean, I like The Incredibles, but they're not Tinkerbell. They're not as powerful a character as Tinkerbell.
I really don't think... I'm kind of confused by this one as well, but Incredibles did win. So this is the one group we got the most kind of like... feedback from
really
for including them the way we did. Mm-hmm. We didn't get any notes from Bjarne and Bianca or Chip and Dale for being like teams, or a Hero and Baymax, in fact. But The Incredibles, the number one comment we got from multiple people was, why are they all on one team? They should all be in the
separately,
which I think is kind of ridiculous. And this is from Incredibles fans, so literally there would be at least four or five characters we're talking about.
That's people who want to vote for them and want them all to be in the final four against each other.
Yeah,
right.
Which we'll do a special thing.
Can you imagine?
That'd be great,
Can you imagine the arguments that would have broken out from those people?
Yep.
When the four of them faced each other in the second round. You know, which is how the seeding would have shaken out.
Yeah, right. Probably.
All right, so game 14, Merida from Brave versus Nala from The Lion King.
I hope Nala won because she deserves it.
Really?
Go Redheads.
Merida. Yeah, definitely. Oh my God, so much more powerful. I get Nala had her role in the movie and maybe in the sequels, but who cares? Merida was amazing and Brave.
And princess power. We've got a princess win.
Absolutely. And also, I think she almost dethrones every other Disney princess for finally doing that thing Disney princesses started doing since the Renaissance, which is I want something more, and actually sticking with it. Like the whole movie, it goes through the narration, and she's like, I want to be more than just happily ever after in love with somebody. Mm-hmm. Other princesses,
I don't even
want to
be in love with somebody.
Right.
Oh, you know what? Elsa. We forgot Elsa.
Yeah, technically.
Elsa did.
Elsa's
queen.
Huh. Queen. But she started off as a princess.
And speaking of princesses, Anna from Frozen versus Oberon from Gargoyles. I can't believe Oberon from Disney's Gargoyles.
Oh my God.
Even
got
in this competition.
That's been.
And Anna was in the most popular movie of that year.
So
Oberon in this and not Goliath.
Right? Yeah, really, yeah, right? It's so weird.
Of all them, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, of all the random characters.
So who do you think won?
Oh, probably Anna. Yeah, I can't imagine Oberon won this.
Oberon won.
Yeah, I was about to say.
What?
Really? He's a gargoyle.
I don't understand this at all.
Yeah, okay.
Listen,
again, this is a very literal interpretation of power.
Yeah, he's
and
awesome. He's,
that
Anna
is quite literal.
Anna is of the Fae, just right? a girl.
All
right. Yeah. Oh, my God, that came out bad.
No, she's but a mortal person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Immortal. But a mortal, and Oberon is like king of the Fae. And, you know, it's hard to...
I don't know if that's true. I'm actually going to dig into some of our responses, because this is one of the ones I was more confused by. It doesn't seem like a hell of a lot of people use the logic of Oberon has more magical powers. I really think that there are more Disney Afternoon fans who voted than there were Frozen fans. Because you remember, go back in time, Elsa, who is also in a super popular movie, also shows the power of love and sisterhood. And also has magical powers, barely beat Merlin, who was like, you know, a fun, goofy character in a movie from a while back.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it's the popularity of Disney's gargoyles. Why Goliath is an anomalous list, I have no idea.
That is bizarre.
That
but
is,
the popularity
yeah.
of Disney's gargoyles.
I bet you if Goliath had been on the list, in addition to Oberon, Anna might have won this.
Actually, yeah, you're right.
It's
yeah.
possible people were voting for the gargoyles. Only gargoyles they could find. So, all right, let's go back to our list. Game 16, Jack Skellington versus Sadness from Inside Out, the hot topic competition.
I have nothing to say about this.
I think Jack won this.
I like that though.
Yeah, Jack wins.
Yeah.
Sadness, I like Sadness, but all right. Eh. Game 17, Hades from Hercules, who was a pretty low seed, versus Marlin from Finding Nemo, who was a plain candidate.
Oh, God, Hades.
Hades definitely wins. I mean,
yeah.
a father looking for his son
Filet
is cool.
Filet fish,
but,
anybody?
You know, you've got James Woods. You can't.
James Woods.
All right. What was that?
That was Family Guy.
Yeah. yeah.
Just kind of singing one line of that song? All right.
Yeah. I don't need to go more than that.
Game 18, Vanellope Van Sweets from Wreck-It Ralph versus Baloo from The Jungle Book and Tailspin.
See, I didn't see Wreck-It Ralph.
Again,
so
I
like,
think Baloo probably won this one based solely upon, like...
Bear?
Like no bear. Also like no, but she's technically
but he's
a video
cuddly
game.
Bear.
Yeah, if she's a video game character, there's arguments to be made there about
he's
her having extra
dopey
lives.
Bear.
But anyway, besides that, it's just the Jungle Book is a classic that I think people even know today. And also there's that big resurgence of even though Vanellope might be from a more recent movie, you know, Jungle Book is coming back and Bill Murray's gonna be Baloo. So it's
I think yeah, Baloo has more quotables. He's as far as like character that comes from the heart, Baloo, and Baloo did win. Yeah,
I was going to say, I think, again, your logic about the Disney Afternoon overcoming the more recent.
Mm-hmm. So we only have a few left. Game 19, Donald Duck from DuckTales and Cartoon Shorts versus Captain Hook from Peter Pan.
Donald.
I mean, has either of these characters ever done anything right?
Donald did a few things right.
What?
You think maybe that's why this was a dead heat?
Donald
up until
can
the
barely
end?
Keep his nephews in line.
He got a career.
I was gonna say, what did he do right?
He
leave his nephews with Uncle Scrooge?
Yeah. Actually, that's a
and they were constantly in danger.
Yeah, but they always grew up in the lap of luxury, and they wanted for nothing.
This is some weird.
Yeah, this is weird.
Some thing that we could totally follow to its logical conclusion.
Peking Duck, anybody?
Donald Duck and Captain Hook were actually like neck and neck, which I did not expect.
Are you
I really
serious?
Thought Donald Duck
oh my
would
God.
Run away with this.
Yeah.
No, I. Yeah.
Donald Duck did win, but like barely by like a few votes. It was ridiculous. Game 20, Winnie the Pooh versus Jiminy Cricket. Another one that was close neck and neck.
Such a battle.
Bears eat crickets.
No, it's not. That's the biggest pacifist battle ever.
That's the thing. It's the weirdest thing. I can't even. Imagine them fighting.
They're
the
not.
Only thing I can think of is Jiminy Cricket tries to convince Winnie the Pooh not to steal honey and eventually gives up and walks away because Winnie won.
And then goes to another tree and tries to steal that tree's honey.
I imagine Jiminy Cricket falls into the honey pot and Pooh accidentally
like,
eats it.
Oh, God.
Oh,
this is a darker version of the Hunter
crunch,
and
crunch,
oh,
crunch.
Bother. Why is this crunchy honey?
Oh, bother.
Game 21, Belle from Beauty and the Beast versus Pocahontas from Pocahontas.
I really
so
hope Belle
princess
won
battle.
This.
Slappy fight.
Right. I like Belle a lot better, but
I do. Yeah.
Pocahontas has like hunting skills.
You know, this is true, yeah.
A lot of our more annoying comments were about how Pocahontas was, like, a warrior, which I don't think was established in that movie at all.
No,
I think they're trying to go for more, like, historical accuracy or which something. Which is, like, even
totally
still,
not accurate, because she was young. She was a kid at the time.
Yeah, she was,
but,
like, 15.
I'm glad
not even, maybe.
That Belle actually won this one.
Yeah, me too.
Belle won, I think... As far as princesses who have, like, or define more than just who they fall in love with, which is weird because she has the most interesting, like, prince, right?
He's yeah.
the only prince who has, like, a personality.
Yeah.
But, like, if you ask me about Belle, she loves to read. She loves stories. She's, like, that's a character trait. Other princesses don't necessarily have character traits. They just have, she's really pretty. She's not mean.
Yeah.
I'm like, Arabelle has like curiosity. Her. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right,
although
game 22.
I imagine that battle going something along the lines of Belle grabs a book from the library and says, wait a minute, aren't you 13? And Pocahontas vanishes in a puff of logic.
I think this might be our first traditional princess to win, if you like count cell animation, if that's your thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Game 22, Woody from Toy Story versus Tiana from The Princess and the Frog. What
now,
do you think,
I have are never... we talking human Tiana or frog Tiana?
We did not specify.
Yeah.
Either
it does
work.
Not matter to me. I just hope she wins.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never seen the movie, and I just want Woody to lose.
I liked it.
Why don't you like... Wait,
what's wrong with Woody?
Yeah, what's
out? What's good with Woody?
He's, you know, he's voiced by Tom Hanks, one of the greatest actors of all time.
Well, you
what's
ask,
good
you
about
ask
Woody?
Andy's mom what's good with Woody.
Wait, let's not all talk over each other. I want to hear what your problem with Woody is. You can't just say...
I just don't like Woody.
There's something... Did you have, like, a terrible encounter with, like, a wooden...
I find him annoying.
He's wooden. Mm. He's just cowboy.
Yeah.
I find him annoying.
Doesn't like cowboys.
All right.
Stuck in the past.
All right. That's good.
I'll give you that.
Toy Story is a hugely popular franchise. I really thought Woody would walk away with this, but Tiana did.
Wow, all right.
Glad,
Tiana
yeah.
from Princess and the Frog. I have seen Princess and the Frog.
I really like Princess and the Frog.
I
do too, yeah.
And I do think it's a pretty significant story. The princess angle is the weirdest one, I think,
kinda
Disney has ever had.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Princess of the Ball or the Fair or whatever it was of Mardi Gras. It's kind of iffy, but it works for the story that they're telling.
It does, yeah.
It definitely works for the Louisiana.
Like, do we have to be so slavish to
the title?
Actually being a princess.
I think they wanted the Princess and the Frog title, which is
the
name
way
of the fairy
they,
tale.
Can't
the
we just call her a
in.
Princess anyway? You know,
well,
I'd much prefer this, actually, that they kind of like did a clever little thing as opposed to Pocahontas, who is a Disney princess, and you're like, why?
Yeah.
Because she was the chief's
daughter.
That's a princess. That's kind of like, that's westernizing her. Or
that's what
Mulan,
Disney does.
Mulan, who just
Mulan,
has...
who's like the bro of the emperor. Like, you did a good job. You're a princess. No kings. And you're not related to me in any way. And also, here's this male love interest at the very end. Anyways, I got my issues with that. Game 23, Wally from Wally versus Snow White from Snow White. Snow White, like, it made Walt Disney Studios.
That movie made it. Yeah.
It was a freaking landslide for Wally.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I thought it would be a tough battle. I didn't think it would be a landslide.
What power does Snow White have,
though?
Yeah,
I was just about to say, when you
but
think
about
it.
What does Wally have?
She has the power to look pretty.
Right.
Clean the house.
Yeah.
That's Wally.
And fall asleep.
Yeah, that's Wally.
She is the Wally of Disney princesses.
He can't really do anything else either.
He got the fat battery. People to, like, move.
That's the dwarves.
She got the dwarves to move. Yeah,
the dwarves didn't change anything.
I mean, when you're thinking about it, you know, really think about Snow White. She really is, like, the blandest, like, most blank slate template for
that is
a Disney princess that you can give. And she was the first.
That is 100% true.
Yeah.
I know people personally who dislike Snow White because she's boring. And she has that weird voice that comes from, like, a 1930s recording.
Jukebox thing, yeah.
It's something about it. Which I think is unfair because I do think there's some strength to Snow White as, like, the thing that built, you know, the house the mouse built was also built by Snow White.
Yeah.
But Wally did walk away with it.
I think the argument for Snow White exists, but it relies on a lot more esoteric meta power.
Right. So then you got Mickey Mouse from Fantasia in cartoon shorts.
Ooh.
Versus Dr. Facilier from The Princess and the Frog. Now, I really like... I like Keith David's character in The Princess and the Frog.
I love him as an actor. He's just fantastic.
And Keith David is amazing. Maybe people were saying, all right, this could count for Goliath. I don't know. But I really do like the character. I think he like runs away with the movie, actually, in a couple scenes.
He does, definitely.
Mickey Mouse, however. The house, literally the house of Mouse built is... This is the mouse. And in Fantasia, if you want to give him magical powers, there's a lot of different arguments you can make for Mickey Mouse.
He was the apprentice of the magician.
Yeah.
Granted, he ran away with the power, but...
Mickey won.
Yeah.
However.
However.
Oh, dear.
It was close.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't...
The voodoo doctor from Princess and the Frog was fantastic.
It was very popular, yeah.
Very
yeah.
popular.
And when they made a movie of The Sorcerer's Apprentice, Mickey wasn't even in it.
I got it.
But
got
yeah, it wasn't one of those like it's almost a tie. It wasn't that close, but it was close enough where I do worry for Mickey's future in this thing. And look at where he is in the seeds. He was never seeded that high. People just did not support Mickey Mouse being in the competition. And
I don't blame him.
Interesting.
It's hard to fight the mouse.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I guess maybe it's just sort of like, maybe this is also tall poppy. Maybe we were like, well, Mickey Mouse, obviously, but we don't want to count him. He's a mascot.
If it's people from my generation growing up in the early 80s, Mickey Mouse really existed almost entirely as an icon.
Right.
Like, literally,
there's a blind
spot. A mouse ears icon.
We didn't really have a Mickey Mouse Club. We just, like, we got the Mickey resurgence.
The new Mickey Mouse Club, which Mickey really didn't. Yeah. Get involved
in. Not even as much as Donald or any of the other characters.
Oh,
like
definitely.
Yeah.
Donald had DuckTales, even though he wasn't in it all the time, like they were still present.
Yeah.
Mickey was very much like a top shelf, like a corporate mascot. It was weird.
Even Goofy had the Goof Troop.
Yep.
And then the movies.
And then the movies, yeah. Like there was like...
With him and his son, yeah.
So it's really understandable why people are not like, oh, it's Mickey, right? Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised Goofy and Max didn't show up in our competition.
Yeah,
as
that'd be interesting.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe people didn't know how to nominate the father... Because Marlin also did it. He was kind of just a write-in at the last minute.
Yeah.
All right, game 25. Mary Poppins from Mary Poppins versus Roger Rabbit from Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I can't.
I feel like Roger kind of won this.
Everybody's
I hope he did.
So upset about this
That's a horrible thing, but I mean...
Those are my two favorites.
It's horrible to put them against each other, but...
It is.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah, Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins taking the power
literally.
In every...
What everyone has said was like, I can't believe you made us fight this. But Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mary won. Game 26, Scrooge McDuck versus from DuckTales versus Chernabog from Fantasia.
It's the devil.
It's hard to fight Chernabog, but not a lot of people might know who
devil.
He is. I think that's the problem.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, name recognition, I think, came in a
problem. They're just going to know him as that big black demon thing.
I don't even know if they would even think. I think maybe they just saw Fantasia and were like, I don't know.
That's the devil, right?
They're like, which one?
Or I don't even know anybody from Fantasia.
Yeah.
And Scrooge McDuck has huge name recognition.
Yeah, he does. It's Scrooge. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Answer, it was pretty close.
Really?
It was very, very close, and I think by one or two votes, Chernabog made it.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was incredibly close.
Scrooge can buy and sell Chernabog. But.
That was some of the fun examples we got, was like he buys the mountain and evicts Chernabog. I like that. Game 27, Simba from The Lion King versus Kuzco from The Emperor's New Groove.
Ooh.
King versus King.
Simba?
Yeah.
I hope Kuzco won this.
Simba won.
Yeah. I like
Kuzco.
Kuzco's
too fun to see him lose.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have power. He loses it constantly. Game 28, Wreck-It Ralph from Wreck-It Ralph versus Xanatos from Gargoyles.
Wow.
I really want Xanatos to have won this.
I do, too.
I really do.
Well, so did all the voters.
Really? Because all I could do is picture Wreck-It Ralph tearing down that building.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure, but Xanatos would have had three plans and would have wanted Wreck-It Ralph to have done that in the beginning.
Was it landslide?
It wasn't completely landslide, but
it was decisive. Pretty smashing.
And also, it was an upset. This was one of those where Xanatos was an underdog and won.
Mm.
Game 29, Stitch from Lilo and Stitch versus Yzma from The Emperor's New Groove.
This is the chicken fingers match of the night, as far as I'm concerned.
Now, Krusty.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I want Stitch.
Stitch won.
Yeah.
Game 30 is Buzz Lightyear from Toy Story versus Rapunzel from Tangled.
I hope Buzz won, but she's a great character.
Yeah, I like
really,
Rapunzel.
Really good character.
I like the quirkiness of Rapunzel. Yeah.
I think a frying pan can smash that toy into little tiny
true.
Pieces.
Probably,
not
yeah.
only not just a frying pan, but a cast iron skillet.
Toy Damn Story straight. Being the film that launched Pixar, which was the company that rebuilt Disney in many ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
did terrible in our March Madness. Rapunzel won.
Yeah.
I am surprised. That
it's outdone by... It's a weird kind of poetic thing because it's outdone by the 3D animation of Disney itself. Like, sort of, like, stamping over Pixar in this weird way. Which, like, so many people have always said, like, oh, the Pixar films are so much better. Like, really? They didn't...
They're apparently not
holding up.
Yeah, when you look back at them...
Like, apparently to these people... I mean, I don't know about... Not,
these people.
I'm not saying myself, but people. I'm saying to these people.
Game 31, Aladdin from Aladdin. Versus Remy the Rat from Ratatouille.
Oh, Remy.
Aladdin would literally eat that rat for dinner.
Oh my God, wait a minute. We have a street rat versus a rat.
Street rat. Real rat.
It was Aladdin.
Yeah, I figured.
And game 32, Lilo from Lilo and Stitch, who was adorable, versus Genie from Aladdin, who was adorable. This one...
Again, I don't know. I would pick
these two against each other.
I really would think that the Genie would win this one, but there's a lot of Lilo and Stitch fans out there.
I don't know. Lilo would just bite him like she always does.
It depends on who has the lamp.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. And apparently... Well, Genie won.
Yeah.
All right.
When you go with, when you have something like this that's tugging on our heartstrings, you got to go to the power. And it's hard to take any power contest away from the Genie.
Yeah. Right. Phenomenal cosmic power.
So I'm going to quickly go through the round two with all of you. We don't necessarily have to talk about each game, but we can if we'd like.
Okay.
So round two, it's going to be a doozy. Game one. Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty versus Elsa from Frozen.
This is a matchup.
I would watch this movie.
Oh my God.
I would too.
This is really cool, and I so badly want to see how this goes. It's evil queen versus good queen or redemption queen, and it's just this like magic slinging in all directions.
Gonna be so
you know
good.
What?
What?
I think you actually are going to get to watch this movie in the worst possible way.
Is it Once Upon a Time on ABC?
No. The sequel to Snow White and the Huntsman.
Oh,
it's not
that's
Disney.
Right.
But it's what's
it's
her
the
name?
Snow Queen and what's her name? Fighting in a...
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah, I forgot. I saw that trailer.
Yeah.
That's awful. Well, game two is actually... Game two, Jafar from Aladdin versus Scar from The Lion King.
That's another.
I want to see that so
it's,
much.
It's Jafar so much versus more. Jafar in lion form.
Yeah.
So here's something I honestly don't remember
Jafar?
Right now. Is
Jeremy
that
yeah,
no,
was
no? Who voiced no. Jafar?
Oh, Jafar. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So I actually blanked. I don't know who does the
is
voice
the
for Jafar.
It's not.
No,
I don't
it's
think
not Jeremy Irons.
No.
I don't think it was a big name.
It may not have been.
They sound so similar.
No, not at all. I don't think.
Only in your head. It's because they look so similar.
It's the long face. And the,
you know
and
what's
the
funny? I'm trying to look this up, and the Disney Wikia pops up first. And what's funny about that is that there are literally two pages of scrolling to talk about the actual in-character biography of this guy. Without actually, okay, so we got Jafar is Jonathan Freeman.
Oh.
Yeah, so voiceover talent, but not like, you wouldn't recognize him in films.
Yeah.
Not just a voiceover talent, but like, it's not like it's somebody we could have seen acting opposite Jeremy Irons in a movie, which would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like if it was Bruce Willis, that would not be that amazing. But yes, Jonathan Freeman versus Jeremy Irons. Really, just two of the most charming, evil, snarky villains.
It's the long faces and the goatees. Like it's just such classic villain.
I'd love to see this in reality.
Too. Yeah.
Game 3,
God.
Mushu from Mulan versus Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
Eat him, Beast.
This is what in wrestling, this is what you call a squash match.
Game 4, Ursula from The Little Mermaid versus Rafiki from The Lion King. It's
Ooh.
Witch versus Shaman.
Mm. Yeah,
no, it's Voodoo versus
Game 5,
Voodoo.
Mulan from Mulan versus Mufasa from The Lion King. Heartbreaker.
Ooh,
that
yeah,
is another heartbreaker.
That,
do you really want to see Mulan kill
no.
Mufasa?
No!
I don't want to see Mufasa kill Mulan.
I don't want to see the opposite either. That's really, that's our heartbreak. That's one of our heartbreakers this round. Game 6 is going to be Baymax and Hero from Big Hero 6 versus Shere Khan from The Jungle Book and Tailspin. I couldn't help but make the popping reference because,
No, Ariel will be avenged.
Oh, is that how it's going to happen?
Yes.
Okay, Game 7, The Incredibles versus Merida from Brave.
Oh, wow. Pixar battle.
I'm really...
Talk about overkill.
Yeah, I'm not... I'm really...
Not hopeful.
I don't know. Pixar battle is going to be bloody.
Yeah.
Game 8 is Oberon from Gargoyles versus Jack Skellington from Nightmare Before Christmas. The 30 to 40-year-old men who are voting on this contest...
I would have peed myself if it was Tantalus.
I'll be very angry about this. Yeah. Game 9, Hades from Hercules versus Baloo from the Jungle Book.
If the god of the underworld can't defeat Baloo.
So my little caption in our caption, it's Baloo's underachieving nature allowed him to sneak by with a win, but Hades lurks at the end for all men, and we guess most bears. Game 10, Donald Duck from DuckTales and Cartoon Shorts versus Winnie the Pooh from Hundred Acre Wood.
I
don't know.
Another what?
I mean,
why?
Donald, I guess, will physically Maybe? Beat Winnie to death with his beat. I don't know.
I don't know.
Stomp him down on him?
I don't know. I think Winnie the Pooh's mastery of the power of Taoism.
Yeah, right, actually.
Game 11, Belle from Beauty and the Beast versus Tiana from The Princess
Ooh,
and the Frog.
Ooh, another slap fight.
I feel, well, that's highly sexist of you, but it is a princess fight.
Says the woman.
Yes. And The Princess and the Frog versus Beauty and the Beast.
Are you saying women can't be sexist?
We're not
going to
be sexist.
Game 11, Belle from Beauty and the Beast versus Tiana from Princess and the Frog.
I don't know.
I'm not sure about this one.
Yeah, I hope Belle wins. I like Belle.
They're both
equally
resourceful, though.
But
this is the problem.
Yeah, particularly Tiana is the better princess, actually, now that I think about it.
I don't know. Honestly, it's hard. Defining better is really complicated in this one.
Only one of them is friends with a teapot. just saying.
That you know of.
You know
of. Bianca?
Game 12, Wally. What? That can't be right. Is that... Oh, it is right. Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this is complicated. Uh-oh. Wally from Wally versus Mickey Mouse from Fantasia and Cartoon Sharks.
Oh,
now,
he's dead.
Here's the thing. Mickey did surprisingly poorly in this competition.
Yeah.
And Wally did surprisingly well in this competition.
Yeah, that's true.
But they'd never fought each other, obviously, before, so we have no idea how this was going to
This
happen.
Is an interesting fight because it literally could be the Pixar versus Disney fight.
Yeah.
This could be the, like, all of a sudden Wally shows up and says, well, you may have beat my lessers, but here I am the champion.
Yeah,
because
Wally was a big movie.
I don't know if it was the biggest Pixar movie.
It wasn't the biggest, but
Toy Story was big. Surprised they're gone.
Yeah,
but again, if they're gone, then maybe Mickey's just got it. You know,
game 13.
I say even money on that one.
Yeah.
Game 13 is Mary Poppins Mary Poppins versus Chernabog from Fantasia.
Oh my God! Now that movie I would pay to see.
Yeah,
Chernabog
really,
is terrifying, but he's just but. Even he's just a little afraid of Mary.
And her bag of holding.
Yeah. I see legions of animated penguins being sent wave after wave against Chernabog. Clashing with the evil, with the undead spirits.
With Dick Van Dyke at the head.
God, don't even. He's a loose cannon. You can't.
You don't know the
Dyke.
You have to hold.
Hold
Dick Van Dyke back.
Yeah.
You have to hold that horrible Cockney accent in reserve for the later rounds.
He's for the final battle.
Yeah,
game
right.
14, Simba from The Lion King versus Xanatos from Gargoyles. This is interesting.
I'm not a big fan of Simba, so I'm really hoping Xanatos takes it.
Is it Jonathan Taylor Thomas Simba or later Simba?
You could fill in the gaps yourselves. It's very 90s fanfic, I will say that about this game. Game 15, Stitch from Lilo and Stitch versus Rapunzel from Tangled. Will Stitch choke on the world's biggest hairball? And game 16.
Dun, dun, dun.
Aladdin from Aladdin versus Genie from Aladdin.
You take that down right now! You take that down right now!
Unplanned. This was completely this was all our mathematical seeding process.
No.
When I was doing this, because you know I'm writing up the post and coming up with the little snarky things in the middle, I'm like, all I could think of was like, oh God, oh dear, how did this happen?
Take that down right now.
This is gonna break the damn internet. Aladdin versus, can you imagine this having to happen? I wish we had illustrators on staff. They'd have to draw Genie having to kill Aladdin. Oh my goodness.
Or vice versa of Aladdin.
Just breaking the lamp at some point.
Oh my
god. Smashing the lamp or something, yeah.
Forcing him, like, you're mine, you're my slave.
Doesn't that just free the genie?
Just before he makes the final wish, just smashes the lamp.
Or just forces him back in the lamp. You're my slave.
Frank, my heart's breaking. Why'd you do this?
I can't stand this anymore.
Why'd you break my heart, Frank?
This is the worst March Madness we've ever done, in that it is the most heartbreaking. But it's also really damn fun.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So yeah, just stay tuned on non-productive.com. We're going to be doing this for the rest of the month. And it's nerve-wracking. It really is. Thank you for joining us. Our music today was brought to you courtesy of DJ Lumberjack and their Walt Disney remix. You can find them on YouTube. And yeah, subscribe to our YouTube channel, subscribe to our podcast feed, and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+, and all the other social media platforms that exist out there in Wonderland.
Good night, everybody.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.